Hi, everyone. It's Dr. Denise. This is the Dr. Denise Show. This is the Embrace Your Neurostyle series and beyond. And I kind of had a fun idea. I'm so excited about the guest today, but I want to just do kind of a fun little, I'm just going to say your first name to start.
Okay.
And well, wait, people are going to have the links. So they're going to know who you are.
Oh,
you know what?
Okay.
This
Tell
is
me.
Deborah Romero, everyone. And I like to talk about Embrace Your Neurostyle and beyond, and the and beyond intentionality of we all process and perceive things in our unique way is the sixth sense intuition. So I couldn't be more excited, Deborah, to have you today. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you, Dr. Denise, for having me. It's an honor and a privilege to be here with you on Neurostyle and Beyond, embracing it. I'm embracing it with you right now. Yes.
Well, so I just want to say when we're showing up, I like to talk about like the moment of now.
Yes.
And I just like to tune into where are we at with our own feeling state. So everyone, when wherever you are in the world, ask yourself, like, how am I feeling? That's how we're in this moment. In preparation for jumping on this call and doing the show, I wanted to make sure I had things sort of tidied up so I could really ask for like unseen energy to come in when we're talking about intuition.
Yes.
So I want to, maybe what we can do before I ask more about you is you can just let some things drop into awareness about maybe what the unseen energy is saying about Neurostyle and this show. And just kind of get like a blank read, and then we can go from there.
Okay. So if we get a blank read on Neurostyle, it's about creativeness, opening up our senses to the different dimensions that allow us to flow with the intention of love and gratitude for understanding that there is hope. We are all different, but we expand and we evolve differently. Opening our awareness with our ears and our eyes and all our senses, our heart, our feeling and our knowing, that we are connected to the higher creator of your higher self, of your God self. And also knowing that we're not alone. So your neural style and beyond is so much greater than what you envision. It's for uplifting humanity and shifting the world globally, one person at a time. And that's what I feel for this today.
That's beautiful. So yeah. I wanted to model though to everyone that when we come into a new interaction with someone, it's a soul to soul connection, an energy to energy connection, a human to human connection. And we're in the Earth ride world, so we're going to have some linear data that people read. But I wanted to now introduce the concept of why I was so passionate about having a term, Embrace Your Neurostyle, for all of us. And it means we all process and perceive things in our own unique way. And in the MD realm, or the costume I'm wearing is Dr. Denise, that's biological, psychological, social, cultural, and spiritual, the fabulous five, bridging Eastern and Western, but that the universal truth and the integration and the sixth sense of intuition is the and beyond. Mm-hmm. And this to me parallels. Now, did you just free flow get that from spirit when you were just talking?
I did. Could you tell?
Yes. So I want people to understand that Deborah, we all have different levels of sensory awareness. And I wanted to bring in this and beyond show to just let her channel and connect with her higher power and the way she wants to talk about that for her unique vision and universe vision. Yours is exactly perfect the way it is. You're not Deborah. You're not Dr. Denise. You're in your exact human costume, soul, if you believe in that perfect place. And so Deborah, thank you for just letting me kind of roll with it, because I thought it was an example of how we can allow intuition in our own sensory awareness. And when you were getting that, were you getting clear knowing where the words just came to you? Or were you also getting pictures?
Actually, I was getting the clear knowing and it was dropping into my senses, and I was getting the sense, the feeling, okay, the eyes, the ears, the, what are we connecting to? And the colors just dropped. This vibrant, beautiful yellow, white energy just was flowing through me as I was speaking. So I knew I was in the power of the now. So
love that. So it's Mental Health Awareness Month, but Deborah, one of the reasons why I'm so honored to have her on the show is that during the pandemic, I just trust my own. I don't even exactly know. I know I met Deborah on Instagram, and I don't know, is it also because we both know Jennifer Schaefer?
Yes, we know both know Jennifer Schaefer, and just the community. This is what it's about. You know, you sharing your love and your passion, love recognizes love, and I see the love and I honor the love within you as well, and we just made that perfect connection, so it just flowed organically for both you and I.
Yes. And So I want to just kind of really elevate and go back to like earth terms versus unseen energy terms and just kind of have fun, but I want to actually hold a place in my heart. I want to do this interview a little bit different. I want to be of service to you, and then I want to then tell your story of who you are. But with it being Mental Health Awareness Month, for you as a human being and as a soul, what is there any way I could, is there any question or anything you could ask me or anything we can heal or talk about together, an experience you've had with a loved one or anything you would, or anything spirit's telling you, that, because I want to really meet you where you're at, but of course we're going to talk about what you do, but we're here in the Mental Health Awareness Month.
You know, right now, immediately to my awareness, spirit shows me you comforting someone. And what does that mean? It's like just really holding and guiding someone's hand through their journey of mental health. Mental health is a very important part of my life, and a lot of the reasons of what I do, it includes those who are battling our own personal emotions that we carry deep within ourselves so privately, right? And when I say privately, that means that some people don't share what they're really, really deeply feeling. And so right now, when you asked me that, spirit showed me just for whether it be you or just anyone who's listening, if you're knowing someone that is going through this deep personal moment in their life, hold their hand. Let them know that you're there, not to correct or to change it, but just to give comfort, to support, and be kind. It requires love and gentleness when you're in that place. And so that's what I'm seeing as you asked me that question, Dr. Denise.
So I'm really, when I started to hear your words, when I think about mental health awareness, it's really holding sacred space. And I like to just think in terms of really like stop, drop, and roll terms like awareness, self-love, and altruism.
Yes.
And when we hold each other, when we hold sacred space, whether it's holding the hand, holding the heart, calling someone, texting someone, sending someone a note, praying for them, a ding, I love you, a joke, it's an energy connection of you're not alone.
There you go. That's it right there. That's a big message from spirit. Spirit is always saying you're not alone. And I love that you say that. And it is about self-care. That was one of the reasons I started my journey through my own personal need for, drop and roll. So I was like, girl, let's drop and roll. Let's figure it out. Let's get some self-care in you. And this is what unravels when you start taking care of yourself, you know?
Yeah. So I believe, and I'd like to hear, so first of all, with honor, you know, Deborah Romero is an evidential psychic medium. And she's, you know, uses her tools to heal. And I think we're all mediums in our own way. And that's another reason why by the way, I'm not saying that someone that's an MD or a PhD or a certified medium or an intuitive, we have earth credentials.
Yes.
But then we're all energy beings.
Yes.
And so the Embrace Your Neurostyle and Beyond, Deborah, is near and dear to my heart. because as a doctor, an MD in this MD costume, and when I work with people that are having depression, anxiety, ADHD, or a combination, learning styles, sensory challenges, marital strife, loss, grief, you know, there's the Western linear language, but then there's so much more to our sensory experience as human beings. I honor science. I honor neurotransmitter understanding. I honor everything that all of the different MDs, scientists, intuitives have taught us. But I think having new ways of talking about it that allow a neutral and hopeful playing field, saying yes, embrace your neuro style instead of, I'm very, very, very happy we have scientific method and we can say if someone has major depression, anxiety disorder. I don't like the word disorder, but I know why it's needed, because at the time when someone's suffering so much, they feel disordered. So there's disorder, yes, reorder. There's illness, yes, there's wellness, there's neurodivergence, neurotypical. My reason for elevating, and I had my aha moment at the 3 a.m. time, which maybe I'll have you tune into that in a minute, but for mm-hmm. everyone to listen, I am very blessed to be a doctor who's staying as an MD that also has had people come to me that have high level giftedness of accessing other levels of awareness. So people might have depression, ADD, and anxiety, but they might be practicing intuitives or empaths. And we all are mediums, but we all have different levels of it. And so I also, as a doctor, I wanted to understand as much as my human awareness could at this point in time, because it keeps growing. Right?
Yes,
so,
it does.
So my awareness, even back when I came up with this idea, I've come leaps and bounds of how to talk about it. And so for me, it's this way of the neuro style with the Fabulous Five that we talked about in the Sixth Sense allows all of us, and not just human beings, this neuro style word is to me for all sentient beings, mm-hmm. whether someone is an animal here on earth, whether it's a tree, whether it's another being, if you're open to the concept, I know you are, but a multiverse and multiple beings. So I wanted a term that was hopeful, mm-hmm. inspiring, and peace. It would cause peace. So let's say there's even other beings that may or may not ever come to Earth, and they have a different neuro style than us. So mm-hmm. now I'm going to be shush. And I'd love mm-hmm. to have you respond as you, but also if you want to ask spirit and maybe show us how you gather data, your sensory style.
Wow. Okay. So when I wake up, my day starts with the names of who I'm going to see and how I'm going to connect. And every now and then, like I'll give you an example as of yesterday. I saw the beautiful blue clouds come in as the moment I wake up and my eyes open. And I could see my husband walking in the door and I could see him wearing his outfit. I'm like, well, that's interesting. Okay. And so I know that my ability for the day is going to include him. I know when I have clients, I will begin to feel the loved ones on the other side. So I will feel the discomfort or the grief that my client was going through. So the emotions start to build up. So I know the minute I wake up, I'll be working with different souls because of almost like a work list that I get. And for example, today, prior to us talking, I knew that we were going to talk about grief and I knew we were going to talk about mental health because it matters. And it gives me glimpse, almost like glimpse of my own personal life of what I've experienced. And it shared with me, okay, you've gone through this, you understand this. And it's kind of like feeling it as if it's happening again, but it's not. It's just an acknowledgement. And it's like, it's there because you're going to talk about it. It's almost like a mirror of feeling. And so it's like recognizing, and I remember you and I talked about this, what energy is mine and what's not. And so I knew then, okay, this is not my energy. This is my workload. And I think it's important to recognize that. What's your day going to be like? What did you have planned? And thank you that I have those tools to bring me to the awareness to separate that. So that's how I flow today. So I knew this conversation was going to happen because we planned it, but spirit had a higher agenda, right? They're like, okay, girl, this is what you've gone through. You can feel it, work through it, breathe through it, acknowledge it, and let's talk about it. let's bring it now into the awareness for humanity to grow from it. So that's what my day is like, waking up as a psychic medium and working for others and holding space for others. I get the information prior. Now, if we, obviously humanity for spirit, they're wanting me to share so that we can bring awareness and growth from the life experiences that I had, which was going back to your question on what does spirit have for us? And it's really about being in the now, as you said.
Can I say before, I want your flow. I know that when people are in flow, you don't want to interrupt them.
No, go
but
for
this
it.
Is a mm-hmm. good, what you just said about being in the moment now, I want to give tangibles to everyone because we all have different sensory awareness. Deborah has hers, yes. I have mine, and you all have yours. So prior to this meeting, I feel, first of all, I always say gratitude is my secret sauce. So I mm-hmm. go throughout the day lifting up with thoughts of gratitude to be in the moment of now. And I was mm-hmm. so excited to connect with you. But then I saw my morning, and then one of my clients needed extra time because she asked me like one of those million-dollar questions. And I had all the downloads. And then I'm like, okay, Denise, come into this meeting with Deborah with all that stuff as much as you can shut down. So what I did, because I was holding their feelings because I'm an intuitive and an empath and an MD, I mm-hmm. made sure I took a quick shower before this show. I mm-hmm. made my bed and I did some of what I call my linears. I got back to one client. I did this. And then right before, I say things like, the only moment I have is now. I have different things to hit reset.
Yes.
So I can mm-hmm. access my own unique levels of awareness. So when you were just explaining your day, and the way I look at my days to see if they're balanced days, as much as a balanced day on planet Earth can be.
Yes.
So can you weigh in on this or?
Yeah. So what I did, once after I do that, I meditate. So immediately I just bring in the love into my energetic field, and I just allow spirit to release what's not mine. And I've allowed spirit, I connect to everything that is of love and life. So I'm working with the earth, I'm working with the ocean waves, the air, and the universe, and I'm connecting to everything and just letting go. I did an amazing interview with a young lady, Kristen, and she's from Scotland, and she talked about how she cuts cords and just with prayer. And so I tried her technique this morning, and it was just really cutting cords to everything that is not of me. And I come upstairs to my office and I light a little candle and I ask to bring peace and love in all areas of my life, and to just release everything that doesn't serve my highest good. And I did that today. And prior to us jumping in, I went into a beautiful meditation. And that meditation was just really unloading. What is it that you're carrying that's not yours? What is it that you are working through? And just using visualizations to release. Let's just imagine like a bag of potatoes and you're just throwing them. Okay, I'm done. Or burying something. This is a visualization. Raking up the leaves of your emotion and putting them in a little trash bag and throwing them away. So there are different exercises that I have done before we even came in here today, just to kind of flow and just throughout the day releasing, okay, that's not me. We're letting that go. Thank you. And gratitude is my biggest ingredient. I give gratitude for everyone that I have connected with, spoke with, that is part of my journey. And when I release, I give gratitude because they're part of my life and they're part of who I am, because we are one mind, one heart, and one nation. We are united together. So I give gratitude just as you. So I love that you say that. I love your ingredients, and I love that it's very mirrored for you and I. So that's how my day, those are the tools that I have done, different exercises that I have done to get me to be in the power of the now.
Fantastic. So I know what you do. You know what you do. But can you explain your journey to your evolution of being an evidential psychic medium? And for those tuning into this show that aren't aware, because I have so many different facets to my brand, my universe, I would love for you to define that term in your unique way.
Okay. You know, for my life, I had a lot of adversity and challenges. My life wasn't that a great upbringing. I've had my own personal traumas. And you will find that a lot of mediums have either were born like this or have experienced something very traumatic that has awakened them in some way and allowed their sensories to evolve in another level. I had become very sensitive at a very young age. We'll say 4 or 5, I started to have my own personal out-of-body experiences where were unexplained by family. You know, with the culture upbringing that I had, we prayed, yes. We were all sensitive. We were all very intuitive. We had an idea, but never taking it to the lengths of training and, you know, the expertise and getting knowledge from someone that has experienced it, really understanding it. So as my sensitivity grew, I began self-care and self-love. I would say in my 20s, I experienced, a change in my life, a very traumatic change in my life. And I unfortunately had to stop and simplify things. And when I did that, when you seek therapy or you seek a doctor, they advise you to meditate. I was not one who was raised with meditation. And I remember coming on the internet and just reading this lady's beautiful post about how she was in her own healing journey. And she gave me this vision so strongly of where she was that I felt my soul there healing with her soul. I was healing because we are one and there's no such thing in time and space. If you believe in that, your words and how she printed it, I was like, oh, my soul needed that so deeply. And so I started to go into meditation.
How old were you when this happened?
I would say in my 20s, okay. When I started really self-care, really, really diving into meditation, really, really having that awakening. And what does that mean? What happens when you're having an awakening? There's anxiety. There's the unknowing. There is, you know, a little bit of fear based of like, what is happening? What am I hearing? What am I feeling? And I just knew my soul needed really peace. My soul needed peace. It was crying for peace. It's really what it was doing. And I went to her for about 2 to 3 years every Sunday. I really dedicated my soul to healing. And
what was her background?
She was a trance medium and she did facilitated working with the angels. So I learned to work with the angels with her. And her healing modality, just meditation alone. Meditation is very healing.
I just want to say that to me, meditation is mind medicine.
Yes, and that was my medicine.
I just need to say it one more, 3 times. I like that because it's a prayer. Meditation is mind medicine. Yes. Meditation is mind medicine.
And it really is.
And, ready? Mm-hmm. Ding, 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 ding.
Yes.
You can find your own way to meditate.
Yes.
That's the myth busting. And that goes along with embrace your neurostyle and beyond, your way of accessing the moment and now, your way of being mindful, your way of using higher levels of meditation. You can be, that's why I said, can we start at 12:30 versus 12:15? I wanted to be more in the moment of now. So there's a lot of, I want to let you keep going with your story of this amazing soul. But there's this myth busting thing about even meditation. There's so, it's like, yes. To me, life can become the meditation. And that's where I'm at. But it wasn't always that way.
Yeah. And meditation comes in so many forms. Oh my goodness. The level as you evolve with it and recognizing that you can commune with your guides and your loved ones and inviting them to come closer in a deeper healing level in the form of trance. And once I learned that, I really, really embraced myself and I worked on my own. I took a break from my teachers and I did work with the shamanic teacher after her and she did such a beautiful job with me. We did the crystal lighting for each chakra system. She drummed the Ho'oponopono prayer to me. She gave me her time and her love. Weekly, I went to her.
This is your first trance?
My second teacher.
So what was your first teacher's name?
Her name was Sarah Keen. Sarah Keen Malcolm, I believe is her. She goes by Malcolm. Amazing soul. angelic, working with the angels, a lot of love, a lot of light. And from her, I went to another lady on my own, which was, you'll find ironic that they're all friends. And spirit does not deny you, it, you know, guide you incorrectly, because I found myself working on my own, researching and finding the next level that they ended up all knowing each other. It's just ironic how that played out for me. But from her, I ended up working with a lady named Lita Martin, who just really nurtured my soul and allowed my soul to heal from areas even that I didn't, you don't have to speak about it. Just sit there and just let spirit come closer and closer, and just allowing your body to simplify things and calm your body, your nervous system down, right? She taught me techniques, how to connect, how to protect, and we just talked. We did a little bit of the Kundalini work. And from there, I started to really focus on my mediumship. And as the mediumship opened up, I just started to be my own self. And this is what it's about. Your journey, you're walking in your shoes. What you're feeling, you're waking up to. Your sensories, your perception is for you, and how you open that up for you to evolve. No one's going to walk through your shoes. So the power that you give yourself to take that step forward is to really believe that you're going to be okay and that you're not alone. Really believe that there are good people out there that are really going to take care of you in a way that your soul is needing. For me, I didn't have that, Dr. Denise. I didn't have that support because my family didn't show that love of like, hey, I love you, or that hug, you know, until I was older. So I had to teach myself how to love myself. I had to teach myself to know that, hey, you're going to be okay. And the stronger your soul becomes, the more you believe like, hey, man, I'm good. I got this. And that power within you just ignites, and it grows and grows and grows. And so that after that, I continued forward and worked with amazing teachers in my mediumship. And I continue to do that. And I continue to learn, and I continue to grow, because as again, as I said, diversity and challenges in life, I didn't have that opportunity as a young adult. I was a young mother. Let's put that out there, at 17. And so my youth, we'll say, was kind of like just getting by. And so now as an adult, I make sure I take advantage of every opportunity I have to learn and to grow, and whatever that looks like for me in the moment of now.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I put my hand on my heart when you were talking about just even the words trauma or poverty. Mm-hmm. And so we've all, I believe, if we're still here on earth, having an earth life, there's different ways we're all healing. And so one of the things that I'm really passionate about is making sure people know that you can also heal in your own unique way, that there's doctors, yes, nurses, shamans, yes, intuitives, mediums. And that I believe that what we should all be told is that we are our own best healers.
Yes.
And that the truth comes from within. And that doesn't mean we don't respect authority. It doesn't mean we don't think highly of people that are trained with whatever credentials in the healthcare world, but that we raise people to start to trust their own inner guidance system, their yes, own GPS. Because I yes, believe that we're here in human form, but we have energy, and that when we're really young and we come into the world, we're closer. If people, by the way, I know everyone is, I honor all belief systems. I believe love is the highest vibrational frequency. So if you yes, believe that as a child, it's like tabula rasa, you're coming in as a soul. If you believe souls are eternal, I do. Not everyone can believe that. But if your energy is saying, what do I want to experience in this human lifetime? The way mm-hmm, we can navigate what I call the earth ride is, I think, if we can stay connected to that innocence and love of our inner child, yes, and knowing our own unique neurostyle. So that's why I am still staying as an MD, because I find, you know, all the scientific method, and that, you know, I feel blessed that I have the adult and child psychiatry training, and I know how to look at ADHD, anxiety, depression, bipolar, schizophrenia, mm-hmm, you know, sensory challenges. Yes. So those are all earth terms and Western ways. But then yes. the part that I have kept growing as a doctor is, and I feel really fortunate that when people connect with us in whatever field, you as a medium, me as a doctor, maybe someone's a nurse that's listening, a teacher, a coach, we show up and we relate to each other soul to soul or energy to energy. I think for people who don't want to get like, it's too much to say the word soul because it might trigger like religion, but let's say we're all energy beings. Mm-hmm. So when we have an interaction with one another, we have to remember, that's why it's embrace your neurostyle, that you're having a perception, I'm having a perception, we're having a discussion, but that you're a universe, I'm a universe, and everyone listening, we come with the fabulous five, and then I put sixth sense intuition. I'm going to have Dr. Angela T. Smith. She's like, there's more than 27 senses. We're going to have a show sometime this summer that there's so much unseen energy, sensory perception. So we have the understanding of the linear, more like, okay, I'm pinching myself right now, or I can see, I can see my Buddha flags on the balcony waving, or I can hear your voice, but then all around us, there's empty space. And so then there's like the quantum understanding of the subatomical particles that we can't see that are also influencing our environment, the earth, the animals, the perception, and Earth, the planet, what goes on from a consciousness and energy level here affects all the other planets and all the other beings in the universe.
Yes. It's like that ripple effect of love. And we're raising the vibration to give that ripple effect of love for humanity because we're all going to feel it, everyone who's super sensitive. But I do want to say, Dr. Denise, just so you, for those who are listening, yes, I saw a trans medium healer. Yes, I saw a shaman, but I also had a team of a therapist. I had a trauma specialist that I worked with for many years. And I had this therapist who checked on me on holidays. And I'll never forget it. Her words, as she worked with me, as I connected on the shamanic level, she was really hesitant. You know, Debbie, I'm really nervous for you to go into this. I says, well, I'm already in it. I'm already doing it, you know? So once you're in it, she guided me through it. And I remember following up with her about a year ago after the passing of some loved ones that I have experienced some passing just recently within the last 2 years. And I followed up with her. She's no longer my therapist, but we have that phone call exchange. And she says, you know, Debbie, you're one of those that made it. You're one of the few that made it. And I'm so happy. She was giving me that reassurance of like, wow, look at you go. And you know, you want that team. You want to create some type of circle or team that's going to be supportive of what you're going through and give you the, hey, maybe that doesn't feel so good. Let's take a minute on that. Let's take a seat back and honor that and look at it from a new, fresh set of eyes. So for me, it wasn't not only the meditation and the prayer, it was also a therapist talking it out, a massage therapist, a chiropractor, herbal medicine. I really invested in myself because I took time off of work. And so I allowed my body to learn and to heal from things that I never dealt with. Life experiences that were never really looked at. And you just kind of were taught and were raised to keep pushing, go forward. You got it. You got to, you know, survive, and you got to make that dollar to live in the real world. But I was given that opportunity to take a seat back, to focus on me. And those are the things that I did to help me find peace. And don't get me wrong, stuff will come up and stuff will come to the surface, but I have tools that I can use that can take me back to myself, back to thyself. And so I just wanted to share that little piece there of do what feels right. If you're making music, if you're creating your song, are you dancing your song? Are you painting? Are you creating? How are you using your magic? Open that up and flourish it as it'll flow through you and just take you to another level of joy. And that's what we're needing to remember the joy in who we really are.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So I was listening to your words carefully and, you know, you're talking about that I like to say we all have tools in the toolbox. So on healing from some childhood trauma, I know you mentioned to me before some poverty. It sounds like you were a young mom and you talked about people that are no longer here, and mm-hmm. you, neither you nor I mentioned the S word. I don't know if you want to do that in this show or if we want to do a quick part two or how mm-hmm. to elevate that. Because what I want to say is when someone just said you made it, what yes. I read is that you did a biological, psychological, social, cultural, spiritual, and sixth sense intuition. And so yes. you used all the tools in the toolbox. And mm-hmm. in the earth realm, you know, in the Western world, you can say you had PTSD. I'm not going to go into diagnoses of ego.
Yes.
But that's why I came up with the word neurostyle, but that mm-hmm. you went into your own sufferings. And that's one of the big universal lessons. I like to talk about, you know, awareness, self-love, and altruism, then crisis, stabilization, and thrive. So we're all going through these cycles. This is part of being here, right?
Yes.
And we go into our own crisis and we do it with an open heart. And then like some of the themes I've been talking about, and I'll always talk about, is self-care is the new cool. Deep yes. play and love of all kind. Mm-hmm. So these core principles can be used for all of us, and that everyone needs to also be open. Sometimes we're raised in certain dogmas, and it doesn't mean that there's not huge benefit from all of our different cultural awareness, or times where we've had poverty, or times where we've been very financially successful, or times when we were misunderstood because of our race, our gender, our sexuality. But yes. that we're so complex and that we're like walking miracles.
Yes.
And when you said stay on earth, for me, and I don't know if this is something you and I can relate to because of the line of work we do, I try to not use the suicide word
yes.
because, but to me, I know it exists and it happens. And then people use that word plus prevention. And I love that people have campaigns for that. But for me, as a doctor and an intuitive and an empath on the front lines, I always like to say, oh my gosh, like people choosing to stay on earth. And it yes. doesn't mean that the S word isn't a word in Western medicine. It is. But it's so real for me when I'm connecting with people that are that sad or have emergencies. Or when you talked about being creative and playing, when we're playing and we're having fun and doing music or poetry or dance or play, we are connecting to our higher self and our own best friend.
Yes.
If we're having depression or anxiety or PTSD, and maybe we're using substances like any sort of substance, I don't want to make this mm-hmm. about, it can be anything. It can be alcohol, it can be pot, it can be too much shopping, yeah. too much of anything, mm-hmm. where we're not connecting in balance of love. So yes. we can get spiritually cut off. And by the way, it doesn't mean, you know, people can use herbal medicine, but you can use Western medicine. A lot of people
yes.
like do, for me, this is why I'm staying as an MD. I have people that, you know, that one of the tools in the toolbox might be a Western medicine, but then I'm also talking to them about, oh my gosh, it sounds like you're having an empath overload. And then I came yeah. up and I want to maybe talk, I'm going to let you respond, but the word empath, you and I can discuss this. I even talked to someone today on one of the appointments that went over. I said, oh, I came up with this new term with one of my friends because we're empaths. Mm-hmm. I called it the empath haven effect.
Yeah.
And so to me, you can have the linear language that's multidimensional. And so the neurostyle and beyond allows one to stay open in all the ways to tools in the toolbox, the possibility of multisensory perception, the ways of multiple healing.
Yeah. I think that that's a beautiful way of looking at it. And for those who are empaths that are out there that are feeling everything times 10, right?
Yes.
So you look at it as you're the baby. And we are born with a natural protection, which is the aura. When we experience trauma, wounds, illnesses, our environment's harsh, our aura can become damaged. The auric field is what protects us from that, right? We'll say, what ways can you strengthen your aura? You can, one of the exercises I use with my students is imagine, that means you have a big heart. You love so deeply and you care so deeply. So you're walking around with these big angel wings filling everybody. So imagine your wings are out and it's touching everything and everybody that you connect to through the day, the news, social media, your circle, your family, the market, your work, all those things. Your angel wings come back with what we call impressions, memories of everybody's experiences, and then you carry them as if they're yours and they're not. So what I teach my students is to close in their angel wings before they start their day. Until we heal from whatever we're working through from the day, a nice golden bubble around you helps. Grounding the energy, connecting to some earthly energy. When we're outside energetically thinking of what do I have to do today? What do I got to do tomorrow? You know, the next day, I wonder if that person is doing this or that. Your energy is not present. It's outside. So you're calling in all your energy back in. And when you're doing that, it's not outside your body and touching everything. It's almost like when you're at the market and you know, like, well, you're too close, man. Like, I could feel you. Like, back it up, right?
So
yeah.
Can I tag with you, or I want to make sure I'm not interrupting you.
Go for it.
Mm-hmm. So I just spoke to someone today about everything's energy. And so let's just say hypothetically, someone understands that their neurostyle has like ADHD, they're highly creative, they might get some low-grade sadness, but they're highly intuitive and empathic. So within mm-hmm. like an appointment that I have, just like you're working with your clients, you talked about the angel wings. I try to like just figure out my audience of what their neurostyle is mm-hmm. and what's going to resonate. And so I love what you just said about the angel wings coming open and then being aware. And then I talk about your energy jacket mm-hmm. so that I ask, say, to imagine that they have an energy field around them, which sounds like it's the aura that you're talking
yes.
about. So it's like a parallel mm-hmm. process, and it's the same thing. And then I talked to one woman who's like, oh, what's going on with the pandemic? But then we kind of broke it down. What is her, what I like to say, in integrity? What mm-hmm. are the errands one needs to do each day? How aware are you when you walk into the market, like you just said? When I walked in to pick up a gift for a friend the other day, because I had been healing from something, I knew that energetically I wasn't going to swim that day, because mm-hmm. not that I didn't want to swim, but that it was going to take me energy to go to CVS, energy to be creative, energy to write. And also I tuned into spirit as to which gift would be the perfect gift for her. So mm-hmm. I just walk in and I allow myself, but I felt the energy of the people at the store. Mm-hmm. And then even before this meeting with you, I didn't want to bring the energy of my appointments for today. So mm-hmm. I took a quick shower to wash it off.
Yes.
So there's the energy jacket. So I specifically also pushed it 15 minutes because I wanted to, my own neurostyle needed to organize things to make my area look nice so I could let spirit come in easier. And yeah. I could say no thank you to the energy, like done with those energies. So you're closing out your interactions with mm-hmm. different auric fields, energy. I'd love for you to tag off this. But so it, as a med MD, Western MD, who's really has a universal understanding, I've been giving my clients tips and tools like this integrated into the appointments on top of, oh yeah, okay, by the way, yeah, it just so happens this Western medicine does work with for you in adjunct. And by the way, I'm always trying to have people on no meds or the least amount of meds, but I just look at all things mm-hmm. as tools.
Yes. One of the teachers, we'll go back to Lita Martin. She taught me how to imagine that you're going into a space suit. And so you're just putting your feet in and you're zipping that up and you got your, you know, the helmet on and nothing's going to touch you.
I love that.
That was like her biggest thing for me. Like, girl, put yourself in and zip it up. And so when you start your day, really, the breath is very cleansing to your body, your heart, your lungs, and the breath is the life force. I agree with you. Everything is energy. Everything. As, in my 20s, what started my awakening, everything I touched or anything anybody touched, I was able to read. I didn't know then what I was doing.
Can you give a more specific, precise example for everyone listening?
Yeah. So for the waking up, because everything is energy, as you said, when you wake up in the morning, before you do anything, you, as you say, give gratitude. Breathe into your lungs. Do the breath work. Hold for 5, breathe out for 7, it's too much, four, breathe in for four, release for three. Allow your breath to just give gratitude. That's a really nice, gentle meditation. It cleanses you. It relaxes you. I always ask, like, to envision your feet. We have portals that leave through our feet. We release through the bottom of our feet and our hands. So imagine you're releasing anything through the bottom of your feet from the day that you, whether it be the evening or the morning. And then you're just bringing in this beautiful energy from the earth, bubbling you up on top of your space suit. And this already puts you in a protection of energy and filling it up with just love, because you're going to be walking around with this goodness of energy of love. And whatever color your soul needs, just say, fill me up with the colors that I need to start my day today. And just allow that to flow within you. And your energy is contained, you're contained, and you're grounded. Grounding is going to be one of the major ingredients as an empath. We like to be in the wonder what's going to happen in our imagination, especially for those who are like me and we're creative and we're flowing. We always want to be, we're always connecting and we're getting our downloads, but it's so important to have the stability of the earth. The heaven and earth with Reiki is Reiki, have energy from heaven and earth. So anchoring that energy into the earth, using the earth energy to come in, go into your spacesuit, and then bubble that energy in. Because all the ideas that we're getting, it's for here in the now. How are we going to use those energies here in the now? So we want the support. We want to be anchored into the earth so that that energy can come into fruition of all your ideas and all your blessings that you're connecting to and flowing with. So I hope that helps, that little exercise. And for the empaths, that'll stable your energy. That'll balance that and bring you back to this is just me, because you're in that protective spacesuit. You're in that protective bubble and nothing can come in or out, because it's what your intent, your will be done.
Beautiful. So I'm in this part one with you. I want to do a part two soon. Okay. This is a meditation is mind medicine. We talked about multidimensional healing and tools. And I love that exercise you just did, because to me, it's about even just being aware that we're interacting and that we're energy, and it gave exact tools. And I feel like the next time we're supposed to get together, I'd like to talk about like alchemy in motion.
Yes.
Because I have learned how to teach people, and I know you do too, how to use their energy too. So the first step is just the grounding and how to even be aware of feelings, thoughts, and actions. And then I think you and I both, one of the big tips is asking yourself, who does this belong to? So it's like you're just getting to know yourself on a different, deeper level as an energy feeling being, and then realizing, dun, 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 dun. I got a lot of energy. What can I do with that? But then you still need these tools. This is the foundation. So in kind of summary for today, maybe you and I could each just do some in summary and go back and forth as we wrap up. So first of all, one of the big things I want to say is thank you for coming on this show and the Embrace Your Neurostyle and Beyond. Because a lot of times people don't realize that we do have the and beyond, and that there's all the tools in the toolbox. And if we have sensory perception, and if we remember that our own words, thoughts, and actions are the prayers, are the miracle moments, or if you want to call them intentions, a lot of people have had religion used against them. I was on an incredible show with Diva Discussions with Shay Mitchell, and she said that as she grew up in a certain religious background, I'm not against any religions, but it's what human beings do and how they interpret it to be punishing. So I find that when people are on their own unique journey of embracing their neurostyle, even the word prayer could feel like, oh no. So it could be your intention. Mm-hmm. So pay attention to your words that are healing words for you based on your earth experience. And if you believe in past lives, that's a whole nother discussion.
Yes.
So I feel like that goes to the alchemy. Do you want to? So I feel like we talked about gratitude's our secret sauce. Yes, Debbie gave a grounding exercise. Do you go by Debbie or Deborah?
Debbie's, Debbie. I go by Debbie. It's, I go by both. Debbie's is what seems to be given to me the most now, in the moment of now.
Yes. And then I also want to say that you have been a living, walking, breathing, going into your own crisis and trauma. And by the way, everyone note, I strategically did not ask Debbie what her childhood trauma was.
No.
And the reason why I did not, and I do this as a doctor, and I'm sure you do this as an intuitive, and I, or however, whatever we want to call ourselves. Because you guys remember, when you give a history to someone, if you need to give the history of any trauma, like if you're seeing a doctor for the first time, it could help to write an outline of it. Because when Debbie mentioned this earlier in the show, when we talk about something, sometimes it could feel as though we're there and we're reliving the trauma. Now, this isn't telling you never, ever talk about your trauma, never, ever talk about neglect or abuse, because of course there's going to be times, but be mindful of who your audience is. And yes, when you want to open that discussion up, because yes, sometimes we open up a portal that's such a deep wound. So I want you guys to know, I strategically decided we didn't need to know exactly. It's not because I didn't care about her, just the opposite. She's alchemized, she's worked, she's healed. If you, if we want to talk, if you were on a, if we were doing a workshop, she and I would figure out, oh, do we want to go there? But I just want you guys to feel very empowered that when you go to see someone for the first time, if it doesn't feel right sharing your unique situation, wait, trust your gut as to when it's the time to share as well. Do you want to add things to this?
I agree. And I just feel like if you're going through something, don't be, don't carry any shame. It's okay to not be okay, is that song. And it's okay to honor where you are in the moment. Sometimes it may feel like there's no hope, or how am I going to get out of this situation? How can I get the support that I need? I have many loved ones who have battled the depression and anxiety, PTSD. I have been around that my whole life. I have witnessed it, you know, and when that happens, and if you see yourself in a position where, okay, what do I, where do I go from here? The first power that you can give yourself is taking the first step to make a phone call for some help. Who do you trust? Who's in your circle? Is it your mother, your father, a close friend? And if you don't have that, look up, there are numbers. Dr. Denise is out there. There are numbers that you can call. You don't have to suffer alone. There is help, there's love, and there are kind people with different backgrounds and different life experiences that will understand you, that can take you to another level of wellness. Trust the process. Trust that you're not alone, and trust that it's going to be okay even when you don't feel like it's okay. And I think that's the hard part, is letting go of any blame, shame, guilt. As you're working through that, it comes, you relive, you're reborn. You get that fire that reignites within you to start over. So it's going to be okay. I've been there. I've understood it. And it doesn't mean that we're broken and that life is just going to be a different way of living, with fresh set of eyes, of new beginnings, of hope and fun. There's fun. So trust that there will be fun. So I felt like I had to say that for anybody who's battling their emotions or depression, or just anything that's making them feel sad, grief. There's, you know, the world is hard enough. Let's take you out of that and just grab our hands, as Spirit showed us, grab our hands and allow us to uplift you from that. And with that being said, I'm going to thank you, Dr. Denise, for just having me today and letting me just flow with you and embracing the neural style. It is a true honor of being here with you and your listeners.
Thank you. And when I was hearing you speak, I was, I'm here listening, but I'm also thinking about anyone that's ever lost a loved one to suicide, or yes, for someone where they couldn't stay on the planet. And yes, the fact that you closed out with shame busting is one of the biggest passions of why I started doing things beyond my private practice, that we have to have new ways of talking about mental health. And the way you honored it and addressed it, I felt like your angels, your ancestors, they were here, you know, in the unseen energy. And I think for all of us, you know, if we've lost someone to suicide, if we lost someone during the pandemic, if we are struggling with any sort of mental health challenge ourselves, that you are not alone. And we'll put some links into some phone numbers for people to contact. But remember, we are multidimensional. Yes. So all the tools in the toolbox, you can, you know, I feel like we'll do a deeper dive, a part two together, because one of the things I want to say to everyone is, if you believe in the concept of energy existing and never dying, there's times when we're working through trauma that isn't from this lifetime. And so for me as an MD, I had to go on my own journey of, you know, training in remote viewing, going and doing past life regressions and doing using the scientific method so I could talk about things in an elevated way. So I just want everyone to remember that healing is not a one size fits all, and that you can have major depression, bipolar, schizophrenia, but be the most rockin' high level intuitive empath. And you need to find a clinician, a spiritual advisor, a team that is open and honors all different ways to heal and neurostyles, and that you have to trust your gut and your intuition and really listen to that. And that's tricky if you've ever had trauma. So you, Debbie Romero, are someone who I'm just starting to get to know, but I feel like I already know you.
Yes.
Because your love and light, I feel like you're really familiar, and that's why there's no coincidences. So today, you coming on and sharing that you've gone into your own suffering, and then you have all these ways you share and connect with spirit and teach people to heal, but you also have the humility saying you still have some tough days, just like I do, like we all do. So your vulnerability and your gifts are so, like, I'm so grateful you came on. And are there any other ways that, you know, I know we just did a lot of tips. Can people find out what you're up to and where to find you and how they can work with you or workshops coming up?
Yes. So thank you for asking. One of the reasons I created Transcend with Debbie is with the guidance of spirit. We all have a journey and we all have a gift. And I wanted to have a platform for other mediums, psychic, healers, channelers, artists, creative, authors, just to be able to flow and to share their personal story, to say, hey, I understand you. I see you. I know what it's like to feel you and to be where you're at. Or if you can grow or level up with the different guests that come on, you can find me on Instagram, Transcend with Debbie, TikTok, Transcend with Debbie. I'm also on Facebook, Medium Deborah Romero. I have different guests that come in and they are just as vulnerable, and they're sharing their passion and what inspires them to be who they are. And I feel that we're not alone, and it's important that the community come together so that we can give uplifting, healing messages that are going to be from their heart space. And it's from trained professionals that have been doing it for years. So when you come to my platform, and if something resonates with you and you can understand it, my goal is to just give you that peace and that hope that you can move on the next day, even when it's not a good day. To give you that hope and the tools that you can maneuver or use to shift you to manifesting your heart's desires, your dreams, because that's what it's about. Changing the story, recreating, moving it forward in a positive way with love, and to shift each and one of us daily with love, with spirit. And so you can find me there. I'm always doing stuff. There's always something happening for free. You just jump on and enjoy the love that's shared.
I love that. And you know what's really fun about Transcend with Debbie is one of my dear friends wrote a poem back in the late 90s, and she shared the poem on creativity with me. And the A, she did it where you write the letters down the line, like C is this, R is this for creativity. And the A was ascend through the medium you choose.
Yes.
And that's a quote that I have on my ascensionmedia.love site. And I feel like the resonance of what you just shared about Transcend with Debbie and all the ways that you can have your own unique thrive is a huge alignment in word, thought, and action. I'm so grateful we met. I'm so grateful you have all these services for everyone. And thank you guys, everyone. I know that I made the strategic decision just to make this a long show instead of two. And hopefully you've listened to parts of it at different times and there's parts that have helped you. So Debbie, thank you so much. And everyone check out Transcend with Debbie. The Debbie, there's going to be show notes and all. Debbie, thank you so much for our time today. Oh, and also thank you to all the loved ones and beings that were here with us. All of you listening yes. and everyone here with us today. Thank you.
Oh, yes. Thank you. I invited them all in so that the words would be said as they wanted to be said.
Woohoo!
Yes.